Okay, Rabosei, Shalom Aleichem. Today's daf is Tanis Daf Chaf Dalid. As we chug on, I think about a week left to the Masechta. Again, plowing through these amazing stories about tzaddikim from back in the day. We're here at the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amabez. Let's see here, which story do we leave off at? That's always the question. Three lines up. Hinhu Trei Talmidei Da'avu Kaimei De'Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Alyoshev. I said, there were two Talmidim who learned by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avi Yashiv, and Amrle, they said to him, Nimoy ban rachame alan dinichim tuva. Please daven that we should become very smart. Because if you remember from yesterday, at the end of yesterday, we talked about how Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avi Yashiv could kind of change someone's statuses with his tefillahs. Tefillahs were so powerful, right? Again, if you remember that people were bothering him, people were bothering Rabbi Mani, Rabbi Mani. He made them become poor, and then they may become rich again, or let someone's wife become beautiful, and then let her become plain again. So they had said that the Talmidim were learning about Rabbi Yitzchak ben Alyoshev, and they asked that they should become really smart, right? Just makes a lot of sense. So he said to them, Imi haisa ushlachtia. Right, I used to have this power, but shlachtia, the language, seems to imply that he banished it, that he got rid of it. Rashi seems to imply, if you look at Rashi over here, in tefilas himekubelas kol kach, that he kind of lost his ability to do that. But okay, either way, bottom line, he was not able to grant their request. Rabbi Yossi bar Avina yishchiach kamei de Rabbi Yossi demin yukros. So Rabbi Yossi, right, used to hang out with Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, right, used to hang out with Rabbi Yossi from yukros. And Shavke also the kamei de Rabbi Ashi. But he left Rabbi Yossi bar yukros and went to study the Torah by Rav Ashi. We'll see in a second why he left. Yom Achad, Shamei de Kagaris, once he heard Rav Ashi was learning. And he said, Amar Shmuel said, Ashul Adag min Ayam B'Shabbos, Kiyam in Shiyavish Bo Sela Chayev. The second person takes, right again, one of the Melechos on Shabbos and the Tzilas Neshama, right, is killing. So the second you take a fish out of water on Shabbos, the moment it dries up, as much as a sela, as much as a coin, meaning the size, the surface area of a coin, meaning however, let's say one part of the fish dries up as much as big as a coin, and then you chayev, then you can be chayev for mechal Shabbos. Amarle, so he said to him, v'leim amar ubein snapirav, right? You have to qualify. There has to be between the snapir and kaskasas, right? Snapir, that's the two signs of a fish. Snapir is the fins. So maybe it has to be between the fins, because it could be that if the let's say the back of the tail or the top of the head dries up, so it could be, again, I don't know fish anatomy, but apparently, right, the fish could theoretically recover if you throw it back in the water. But if it's between its fins, so then it's toast. So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi said back to him, V'lo sabar lamar dahi de Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Avin Amra. Meaning, you don't, what do you mean? That don't you hold that that's not Rabbi Yossi bar Avin? Meaning, isn't that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Avin's shita? Meaning, so why didn't you quote that? Meaning, Rav Ashi said back to him, right? Yes, I do hold like that, but you should have mentioned this qualification in the name of Rabbi Yossi bar Avin. So I'm really ananihus. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin said, I would have, but that would be quoting myself because I'm the one who says it. So Amalei said back to him, one second, you're Rabbi Yossi ben Avin, bar Rabbi Avin? V'lav kamed Rabbi Yossi ben Yukos av Shchuyach Mar. Didn't you learn the yeshiva of Rabbi Yossi ben Yukos? So Amalei, he said, yeah. V'amalei, so my time is Shavki Mar v'asahachas. So he said, okay, well, if that's, you were learning that yeshiva, then why'd you come here? So Amalei said to him, Gavra d'al b'rei v'albarti lochas al yidi heichichayis. If Rabbi Yossi ben Yukos didn't have mercy on his children, right, and so how in the world, right, is he going to have mercy on me? Meaning, something happened that caused Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Avin to leave Rabbi Yossi demin Yukras, as we'll see right now. So Bray Maihi, what's the story about his son? And two very difficult stories to understand. And again, just to show that Rabbi Yossi ben Yukras was, I don't know, harsh, but very, very, right, Midas Hadin was very much a part of his life, and his Talmidim couldn't handle it. Right? Again, it highlights that the fact that Talmidim need to, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that you have to learn something that you like from someone that you like. So the Rebbe Talmud relationship here, right, is a highlight over here. So you have to really realize that, you know, it's important to find someone you enjoy and someone you like and someone you can relate to, for him to be your Rebbe. Either way, so Bray Maihi, what's the story with the guy, so with Rabbi Yossi ben Yukos' son? So now Machad have Agrile Agira Bedavra. Once they were there, he had workers. Right? The workers in the field. Right, Nagaluhu v'lo Isilu Rifta, but it happened to be, right, part of the deal was that he was going to feed them, but Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkores didn't. So the workers said to his son, the Kfinan, that they're hungry, they're waiting for food. So right, they're sitting underneath a fig tree. So Amar, so Rabbi Yosi's son said, Teina hotzi perusech, v'yochlu pole abba, meaning that he was able to kind of get the fig tree to bring out fruit, right, when it wasn't the proper time, and they did so, and afika v'achlu, and they ate from the tree. So the hach v'achli asavu, so sure enough, Rabbi Yosi came in the meantime, right, and he came with the basket of bread or whatever. So Amalu, he said, lo tinkatu b'dataychu. So he said to them, don't be upset with me that I delayed in bringing the food, right? The high dinagahana amitzah tarachna, because I was busy with the mitzvah. I bad hashalu the sagai, and I wasn't able to come until now. So Amalei says, they said to him, Rachmana lisbacha kiechik des da asbaan brach. May the Kosh Baruch Hu take care of you, just like your son took care of us. So he said, well, where did he get this food to take care of you? So Amru Hachi Vachi, I have a mice there. He told him the story about the fig tree. So Amru, so he said to his son, Bini atata etzirachta et konecha. So yeah, save shalom is mano. Right, you bothered Kosh Baruch Hu to take out figs right in the wrong time. So you should also be taken out in the wrong time, right, and i.e., right, pass away early, right. Very difficult story, and the next story is just as difficult. Right, Barte Maihi, what was the story with his daughter? So Havili Barte Balas Yofi, she was apparently very good looking. And Yomachada Chazilahu Gavra Dava Karya Buhutsa of Kachazila, right. He found a peeping tom, right. He found someone who was cutting a hole in the fence so he could look at his daughter. So Amarle Maihi, and Rabbi Yossi caught him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Amarle Rabbi Im Lelokcha Lo Zechisi, right. The Rosa Loeska, right." He said, "Well, if I can't marry her, if I'm not zocha to marry her, the locha to take her as a wife, so the rosa loeska, I should at least be zocha to see her." So Amalei, he said to his daughter, "Biti kamitzaret luhu levriyasa." Right, you're bothering, right? Meaning your beauty is bothering the creature, the people, right, the people and around. Shuvi lafarech v'yali kashlu bech bnei adam. Return to your dust and let people not come to sin because of your beauty, right? Unbelievable, very difficult to understand. Right? Again, we do not see anywhere in the Chumash, certainly, or really in the Gemara, where we're expected to do this. And as you can imagine, right, his Talmidim were kind of shocked, right? And he started losing his Talmidim. Okay. Havalei ha'u chamra. And again, it's still about Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkores. Habiluk Agrila Kol Yoma, right? When Rabbi Yossi's donkey that he would rent out to other people. Lurta Habi Mishadrile Agra Agave Vyasa Leve Mara. And the way he would collect payment is apparently that people would attach payment to the back of the donkey and he would just walk home, right? And then he could take his money. Vitafula Lobitsarila Lo Asya. And if they messed up the payment, right, it wouldn't move. Meaning, if they took too much, too little, right, it was a magical donkey. Right, Yomach again, obviously because of his righteousness. Yomachada inshu zuga desandle Allah v'lo azla adas shaklunu mina. Once it once someone left a pair of sandals or a pair of shoes or sandals. Right on top of the donkey, and it wouldn't move until someone took it. Finally, sure enough, someone took it. V'hadar azla, and then it left, and then it went home. Okay. Fine. Another story. Lazar ish birta. He kad havu chazule gabay tzedaka. Whenever the gabay tzedaka would see him, right, havu tashumine, they would run away from him because he was apparently just a tremendous bal tzedaka. Right, he would give too much. Right, they didn't want to take from Sky Rabbi Lazar ish birta. Okay. Because he would literally give them everything. Right, Yom Achad, one day, have a solik l'shukal l'mizban nedunya l'varte. Right, one, he went to the market to buy nedunya. Nedunya is a dowry, right, for his daughter. Right, back then, I guess it wasn't, you didn't give a dowry in coins. I guess you gave it in food or produce or whatever. So he went to buy a dowry. Chazu gabay tzedaka and tashumina. Sure enough, the gabay tzedaka saw him and then they ran away. Right, also v'rad basrahu. So obviously he ran after them. And Amar Lehu, he said to them, to the people who collect tzedaka, right, ashba sichu b'mayas askisu. Right, what are you doing? Right, what are you dealing with? Right, what's your cause today? So Amar Lehu, V'yosom v'yosoma, right? To marry a yosom and a yosoma, right? A boy and a girl who do not have parents. So Marlani said to them, "Oh, havoda," meaning he almost like swore by the avoda based on Mikdash. Rashehin kod min l'biti. They come before my daughter. So Shakal called to have a behade, right? A behedya, and he took everything he had with him, right? V'yavluhu, and as the story goes, right? He gave everything he had, right? Pashle chadzuz except for one zuz, and zaven beichite, and he took this zuz and he bought some. Some grain, some wheat. Ve'asik shadi ba'achla ba'achlava. Right, he took it and he kind of, I guess, hid it in the silo and wherever he was supposed to store it, and he left it in the garage there. Right. So asal debisu v'amr lebarte. Right. My isay avucha. Right. So sure enough, the wife came and asked the daughter, "What did your father bring home? Right, to get you married?" Right. So amrla, he said to her, "Kol mad isay ba'achlava should he say?" Right, so he threw everything into the garage, into the silo. So asya lemiftach becha da achlava, chazas achlava demalia chiti. Right, so she went to open the door of the garage, and she saw that it was filled with wheat. Right, v'ka nafka v'tzinura didasha, and it was kind of like it was bursting through the seams, right through the door. V'lo miftach baba b'chiti, and you couldn't even get the door open because it was so full. Right, obviously, Kosh Baruch Hu did a tremendous nes for him. So, as the Barti the Beit Midrash, so sure enough, the daughter went to the Beis Medrash, where Pasha says her father went back. Right, again, about Elazar was back in the Beis Medrash. So, Amalai, she said to him, "Bo rei ma'asu l'cha ohavcha. Go see what the one who Kosh Baruch Hu, the Kosh Baruch Hu loves you. Go see what he did for you." So, Amalai, she said to her, "Havoda." Again, he swore by the Avodah Beis Hamikdash. Harei hein hektish alayich. No, that's going to be hektish. Right, that, I'm giving that to tzedaka in the chabahen ela ke'echad meini Yisrael. Right, you're not getting a share of that. That's not for your nedunya. Right, I don't want them to get your dowry by means of a miracle. Right, again, we saw a couple times that it's not appropriate to rely on a miracle. Again, if you can help it, right. So he basically gave all of that nace, all that stuff to tzedaka. Okay, right. So you can see that again, the tremendous about tzedaka. This Elazar Ishbirta. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, Gazer Tanisa. Okay, now we're going to have a bunch of stories about the great tzaddikim who, Tanayim or whatever, who declared fasts for rain. Some were answered, some were not. Right, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right, was Gazer Tanis, and by Rachmi v'Lasa Mitra, and he davened, and there was no rain. So Amar, and he said, "Kama ika Mishmuel Haramasi Yehuda Ben Gamliel." See how different it is. How different it is between Shmuel, again, who was able to daven and make it rain. Right, if you remember that story in Tanakh. And Yehuda ben Gamliel, right? Again, who's talking about himself, right? Oy lo the door she came nitzka, right? Oy vey from my generation, that's how we're getting. That's the situation we're in. So oy lo lamisha also be amav kach, and oy vey for me, right? Because this has happened in my days. So chalash daite became not literally means his das his became more weak, but Pasha says he became either more humbled or not humbled. The word I'm looking for is, yeah, I guess humbled. Right, it became more humble, and also Mitra, and sure enough, that was enough to get him over, get it over the hump, right? And then the rains came. We're going to see a couple stories about that, about people kind of like had something bad to happen to them. They became more humble. They became more, they realized that they were not as great perhaps as they thought they were, and that was able to push, the tefillah over the top. All right, that's the first story. The Bein Nasiya Gozer Tanisa, sure enough, another story about the Nasi who was Gozer fast. V'lo Odinu, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But they didn't tell Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That Safra, the next morning, Odinu, sure enough, they told him. Right, again, if you remember, right, we said that an optional fast or a fast that's been Gozer, you have to accept upon yourself the day before. So I'm Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Halokablinu Alame Arta. Well, we didn't accept it yesterday, so there's no point for us to fast. So I'm Reish, Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, Anabasra, Gararinan. We are literally, the Gror means to drag, right? You have that nowadays in modern Hebrew. But meaning we're dragged after them, meaning we're basically, if the Nasi was declared a fast, so then even though we personally didn't do it, so we go based on the tzibur, and we can fast today, and it will be effective. Another story that they declared a fast and there was no rain. So Tanalahu Oshia Ziru de Min Chavraya. So Oshia, who was the youngest, apparently, because maybe there was another Oshia, I don't know, but one of the younger Oshia said, taught from his Chavra, that he taught the following, V'yitavaya im Meneha Eidah Nehasavish Kaga. Right, if it happens, that something happened outside where the people were looking. This is talking about their korban, korban helam dover shel tzibur, korban. Which korban is this talking about? I don't know. Par helam dover shel tzibur. Just looking, trying to see if I can find. Oh, it's in. Where is Rashi? Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, either way. Right. So the pasuk. I mean, he quoted a pasuk saying that basically that the people are unable, right, to see what is really going on. The Sanhedrin, the Nasi, right, was unable to see what's really going on, and he explains that Mashal Lakala. Meaning in terms of the righteousness and the zchuyos of the people. Mashal akala sheiv beis avia. The parable is where akala is still living in her father's house. Kol zman sheineha yafos, right, ain kol gufa tzricha bedika. As long as her eyes are good, are pretty, right, so you don't have to check the rest of her body, meaning you don't have to suspect that she's ill or for whatever reason. But if her eyes are not well, right, like remember by Leah, that, right, in Einei Rakos, right, so kol gufa tzricha bedika, then you have to check and see if she's ill. So again, he was just saying that if the Sanhedrin, apparently the Sanhedrin, meaning or you guys, the Nasi, right, he was giving them Musa, right, he was saying that apparently if whatever the Nasi is doing is not good enough, because then, you know, then, and it's reflected in the fact that they're unable to get rain from the tefillos. So also avde varamulei sudra b'tzavre. So sure enough, the servants came and started choking him to death. Right, they threw something sudra, is a handkerchief, b'tzavre, around his neck. Right, v'kametzarulei, and they were obviously that hurt, and that pained him. Right, I don't know if they're trying to kill him. I'm not sure, but they didn't appreciate the musar. So amr lehu. The B'nai Messiah, so the people there said, Shavke, said, leave him alone, right? Leave him alone. It's called Nami Mitzarlan, because he bothers us as well, right? But came into Chazim and called me L'shem Shemayim, right? Lo Amri L'Amidi. Since we see that he's acting L'shem Shemayim, we don't say anything to him. V'shavkin Alein, we leave him alone. So also Nami Shavku, so you guys leave him alone as well. Rebbe goes Ratani. So Rebbe goes Ratani, and sure enough, lo asam mitra, there was no rain. Nachis kame ilfa ve'amrile Rebbe ilfa. Right, so ilfa or Rebbe ilfa or Rebbe ilfai. Right, went to David. Nachis literally means went to go down. Right, the bima used to be into the ground, not above the ground. So he went to go down in David. Amar, and he said, Mashi Baruch. Sure enough, v'nashav zika, and the rain and the wind started coming. Right, more degeshem. Right, v'asam mitra. Sure enough, right, and the rains came. So Amalei, my avdech. They said to him, right, what's your deal? Right, what do you do? Right, what's your job? What do you do that you're such a tzaddik? So Amalei said, Dayarna bekusta dechika. I live in a very poor town. Deles be chamra lekiddush of Avdala. They don't even have wine for kiddush Avdala. Right, tarchana v'asina chamra lekiddush of Avdala v'Avdalasa umefikna. So I make sure that there's always wine for Kiddush and Avdala, and I'm Yotze, and I'm Motzi everyone with my Kiddush, right, to make sure that they're taken care of. Okay. Rav Iklulu Astra Gazra Tanisa Vlosa Mitra. So Rav, sure enough, right, went to somewhere where they needed rain, and he said everybody should fast, but it didn't work, right, and the rains didn't come. Nachis Kamei Shlicha de Tzibura, Shlich Tzibur went to Davin. Amar, again, he said, Mashi Baruch, same idea, Benasav Zika, sure enough. And the wind started coming. Amar Geshem Vasamitra. Again, same story as before. Right? Basically, he was answered almost right away. And Amar Le Rav said, "Batim Mayov Dech. What do you do? What's your job? What's your zchus?" So Amar Le said, "Mikra Dardiki Anan." Right, Dardiki is children, his kids. Right, he said, "I'm teaching kids to read." Mikri, right? I'm teaching kids. Umakrena Levnei Anie Kibnei Asire. And I you know, I teach rich kids and I teach, right, poor kids. And anybody who can't pay, I don't take anything from them. Obviously, piri kedikavri, and I have fish in ponds, in lakes. And any kid who's pasha there makes a mistake, right? He makes a sin, literally means he sins, but again, a kid who misbehaves, right? So I, meshachadina, right? Shochad, right? Shochad is a bribe. Right, is so I kind of like bribe him with these fish, right? Misadrina line, and I take care of him, and I figure it out. Umafaisina lay, I make him, right, the fais is to appease or whatever. Well, basically, he takes care of the misbehaving kid. Adasi vikare, until he's able to come sit and study. Basically, he's he's a big Talmid Chacham, right? And he's able to handle, right, the difficult kids in class as well. Right, right, that's for sure. Any teachers know that if someone can handle difficult kids, oh, so he's a master teacher and he is a tremendous chusim. Okay, Rav Nachman Gazer Tanisa, boy Rachmi Velo Samitra. Another story that Rav Nachman said everybody should fast, but it wasn't answered. So Amar. So he said, "Shaklu l'Nachman, everybody take Nachman away, right? Chavoto min gudala ara, right? Throw him down to the ground. Because obviously his feelings weren't working. Cholish daite, right? Became his mind became weak, meaning he became more humble. Right? V'asa mitra, and sure enough, started raining. Rabba gozer tanisa, right? Boy Rachman v'lo asa mitra. Again, same idea. Rabba gozer fast, and there was no rain. Amrulei, they said to him, V'ha Rav Yehuda ki hava gazer tanisa asa mitra. Well, what's going on here? Rav Yehuda could decree a fast, and right, and then there would be rain. But what about you? Samar lehu, my avid. Well, he said, what do you want me to do? Imishim tenuye, if you're telling me it's because you think that they learn more Torah in the times of Rav Yehuda, and we're not learning as much Torah. So adifum adifinon minayu. We're better than that. We learn more Torah than they do. Right? Divishani. Divishani, meaning during the years, not Shnei, but Shanim, right? During the years during Rabbi Yehuda, right? All during Rabbi Yehuda's learning, right? Kol Tznuye, right? But Nezikin Hava, right? All they learned was Nezikin. That sounds like some yeshivas I know, right? All they learned was Nezikin. The Anan, right? What's it called? The Anan come, sorry, one second. So Rashi, just the top Rashi says, not that they only learned Nezikin, but Lomdan Lohaya Godo, meaning their greatest knowledge, meaning they only really, really knew their stuff in Nezikin. Okay, it still sounds like some yeshivas I know. Okay, V'anim kam masninan v'shiza sidrin, but we learned shiza sidrin Mishnah. Ki hava mati Rav Yehuda v'uktsin, when Rav Yehuda would teach uktsin, right, and he teach the following, that this actually Mishnah is not actually in uktsin, it's actually in Taros. If you're familiar with the Mishnah, so Uktzin usually talks about whether stems will transmit tumah, right? Usually, things that are metame is food. Things that ochel is metame, is mekabel tumah. What do you do with the stems? I mean, stems are usually not mekabel tumah, but sometimes they have a status of a yad, of a handle, and that is therefore it would transmit tumah. The shailas basically talk about whether, let's say, Toma touches the stem, so it deals with different types of stems and whether that would then transmit food to the food. But either way, again, this mission is in Taro, so this is as we have it. So Pasha says we're talking about not Maseches Uktzin, but Halachas of Uktzin. Either way, so Aisha Shekoveshes Yerek B'Kedera, if a woman is pickling vegetables in a pot, so Amri Lezesim Shekovshan B'Tarfehen, or you're telling me it's olives that are pickled with their leaves, with the leaves of the olive tree. So tahorin, they are tahor, because Pasha says that those are not going to be metame, because those are not considered to be yados. There's not considered to be a handle to the olives. Amar, and he would said, "Havios de Rav Shmuel de Chazina Hacha." Right? I need Rav and Shmuel to explain this to me, meaning that. He's just Pasha said that Rav Yehuda, when he was talking about Taros, right, he would need more explanation. They didn't understand it as well as we do. I mean, he's just trying to prove that we're better, that his generation were better, right? That Rabbi's generation was better than Rav Yehuda at learning. So it can't be that's the reason why he was not answered, right? So either way, he goes right there and says, "V'anan and us come asnisan because of masnim beuktzin tleiser masifta." We're learning uktzin in 13 different yeshivas. So it can't be that his learning was better. V'ilu Rav Yehuda have a shaliv chad masana, and when Rav Yehuda would take off one shoe, right, asa mitra, the rain would come right away. Meaning when he would be mitzvah himself, when he would kind of make himself uncomfortable, right? So that would be enough of a schus, and they get rain. We're screaming all day, but like a lashkachban, and no one listens to us. So I don't understand why they were answered and we're not. Can't be because of learning, because you see that our learning is better than theirs. If it's because of our maisim, our mitzvos, if anybody's seen anything, so come to me. Tell me, what did I do that's wrong? Right, fine, maybe I just don't realize. What can we do? Because our generation is not as good. Right, Kosh Baruch is not as happy with our generation than their generation. Meaning, basically, Rabbah was saying that he needs to give everybody Musar, The rest of the generation is not as righteous as the people in the generation of Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, there wasn't Rabbi Yehuda's chus necessarily; it was also his generation. Rabbi Yehuda chaza hainu beitrei dehavu ka partzi berifta. And sure enough, story again, just to explain how it happened with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda once saw people throwing bread. Right? He was using bread as a football or whatever. So Amar he said, "Shmami no ika saba ba'amla." Apparently, there's a lot of food around if that's what they're using as a football. So have a yaiv eni and have a kamfa. So he looked at them right again, in an angry way. Right again, we see other stories. We have Rishon Bar Yochai also did that when he came out of the cave. He looked around, he burned things up, and so he had some sort of koach with his ayin hara or whatever it was. And sure enough, there ended up being a famine. So Amar Rabbanan the Rav Kahana, braid the Rav Nechunya Shamei. Right, so they said to Rav Kahana, who was Rav Yehuda's servant, right, Ma'ar d'shchiyach kameh, you're always by him. So Nase d'lefek b'pischa d'samak l'shuka, right, take him out of the door and walk him through the market, right, to make sure he sees how bad what he did. Right, so Ase v'nafek l'shuka, sure enough, he did that. Right, went out to the shuk, chazer kinufa, okay, and he saw that there was a kinufia. This is not a famine. This is kafna is a famine, but kinufia, I forget. I think it means a bunch of people. And I'm who my high. He said, "What's going on?" Meaning there was a hubbub. There was something going on. He said, "What's going on?" So they said, "Akuspa de tamre kaime." We have a box of dates. The kamas damen that are being sold. I mean, and everybody was gathering around. I guess that merchant, right? If like on Matzah Shabbos, I went to get sufganiyot. So basically, there's only one bakery open on Matzah Shabbos. That's Angels, and they open you can only get sufganiyot 3 hours. They start 3 hours after Shabbos, and it's a madhouse, right? The guy comes out with a box of sufganiyot, and literally people are crowding around and just grabbing sufganiyot off the box. Guy doesn't get 3 feet before all the sufganiyot are gone. So apparently that was what was going on with the dates. Baruch Hashem, I heard there's no famine, obviously, thank God, by us. But that's what they were doing with the dates. So Amar says, so apparently so Rabbi Yehuda saw that, and he said, Shmami no kafana ba'alma, apparently there's a famine. So Amar Leila Shamei, he said to his servant, right, this Rav Kahana bar Nechunya, Shalav li masana, take off my shoe. Shalav li chai masana ve'asem etra. Sure enough, right, he took off one shoe to make himself, to afflict himself a little bit, to be mitzar himself. And the rain came almost right away. When he went to take off the other shoe, so also Elio, so apparently Elio and Avi showed up. Remember that he said to him, "Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Ishtafta Achwina, right? Machrivna la Alma. If you take off the other shoe, I'm going to have to end up destroying the world." I mean, he didn't want him to do that, right? Apparently, there'd be so much rain, right? So much bracha that then they would wipe it out like Mabul style. Okay, either way, fine. Amar of Mari Bray Debas Bra Debas Shmuel. Again, we have had that mentioned a couple of times. Rav Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter, right? Shmuel's grandson, Rav Mari, right? Ana. He said, "Ana have a kamina aguda dinar papa." I was not Rav Papa, but I was sitting back next to the river, Papa, and chazay lamal ochi de idmu lamalche. And I saw angels. I'm not sure how we knew they were angels, but I saw angels who were dressed like sailors. They're bringing sand onto the boats. And it turned into flour. And everybody wanted to come and buy. So he said to them, don't buy from this. Right? It's a miracle, right? Again, it's better. Right, and sure enough, the next day, right, the boats from Parzina came, and they were able to buy that stuff. Meaning, they didn't want to rely on the miracle. Again, we've seen a couple of times that you shouldn't really necessarily rely on the miracle. Right, they had a boat coming the next day. Right, you guys just hold out a little longer, and you can get normal, natural grain. Rava Ikla La Hagronia. Rava came to Hagronia and Gazer Tanisa, and he said that there should be a fast. Right? And obviously, as we've been saying, well, also Mitra, sure enough, there was no rain. Right? Amar Lehu, he said, Besu Kule Alma B'Tanisaichu. Right? Make sure you continue your fast. And Lamachal Amaru, and the next morning, he said, Miki the Chaza Chalma. Right? Is there somebody who saw Chilma Chalom? So Lema, so tell me a dream. So Amar Lehu, so they said to him, Rabbi Elazar Ben Hagronia, Rabbi Elazar Ben Hagronia, said that Lididi Akrion Bechelme Shalom Tav Lerav Shalom Tav Meribon Tav. In my dream, someone called out to me, Or I called out or something. I'm not sure if he called out, someone called to him. Either way, Shalom Aleichem, right, to the good teacher, to the master. The mituved meitav ame, from the good person, and right, there's someone who's good for his am, for his nation. So Amar Rava said, Shema mina is rotzon him in boy rachme vasem etcher. So Rava realized that there was an indication that he should daven, so he davened again, right, and sure enough, the rains came this time. Avu gavra de ichayev nagda bebei dina de Rava. There was some guy who was supposed to get malchus and Rava was based in mishum de bal kusis, because he slept with a kuti, a woman. Right, Kuti's woman. Right, but Nagde Rava miss, and Rava messed it up. Right, he whipped him. Right, or I'm sure he didn't do it himself, but he told him he'd get Marcus Martyrs or Malchus, and he gave too many, and he died. So Shtama Milsa Bei Shavur Malka. So King Shavur Malka, or right, the King Shavur, Persian, if I'm not mistaken. And he found out about it, and borrowed the Tzar of the Rava, and he wanted to mess Rava over, mess him up. So Amralei, Ifra Hormuz, who's the mother of Shivra Malka, Ime the Shivra Malka, the Rav, so she said to her son, Lo lahave lach esek devarim behadei yudai, leave the Jews alone. Dechol man debayin meramayhu yoivlu, because whatever they ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, he immediately gives them. So Amralei, Mahi, he said, what are you talking about? He said, "Boy, Rachmi v'asim mitzvah." She said, "They daven and it rains." So Amalah, so Shavur Malka said to him, "My King Shavur said, Ahu mishum descendant to mitzvahu." Right? He was apparently right a rationalist. He said, "Well, it's the winter, so sometimes it rains in the winter. So very nice. They would daven right before it rains. Oh, look at that! It's cloudy. It's in December. Yeah, it always rains in December. Okay. So Eluli boy Rachmi ha'idna b'tkufas Tamos." She said, "Let me see a real trick. Right? Right now it's the summer. It's Tamos. Let them daven now." And let's see how good their tefillos are. So v'leisei mitro, meaning let's see if rains will show up. So shalchalei l'Rava, apparently Ifra Hormuz, right, his mother, was pals with Rava, so she said to Rava, kiven dete k'boy rachmi d'leisei mitro, right, that daven that there should be rain. So sure enough, boy rachmi v'lo isem mitro, right? Rava daven, and he said, and of course, Baruch did not grant his rain, and the rain did not come. So Amar, so Rava said, lafano ribanu shalom, Rava said, Hashem, elokim be'azneinu, shamano v'seinu sipru lanu, right, po pa'alta b'yameyem b'yamei kedem. Right, come on, give me a break here. Vanu beinenu lo ra'inu. We have never been zocha to see. Meaning, he's talking about the miracles. Our pasuk talks about the miracles that Kosh Baruch Hu did for our forefathers back in the day. So he said, but we didn't see those miracles. So asem mitzvah ad shavuch mar zavi the tzipori the diglas. Sure enough, shouldn't be tzipori here, right? The Bach changes it to. Right in the Chuza, sorry. Either way, but meaning rain came and messed up all the sidewalks and the gutters in Mechuza, right to the diglas to the river. Basically there's a ton of water. So also Avud Chazalei Be'alma. So Rava's father came to him in a dream. And he said to him, Mika Demitrach Kamishmaikuli. Hi, what are you doing? Why are you bothering Kosh Baruch Hu? Right, Akinekach. Why are you changing Hashem's laws? So Amar Lei Shani Duchtech. So Rava said, right, change where you sleep, and sure enough, Shani Duchtech Lamacha Ashkechei Demirshem Purai Bezakine. Right, so Rava switched where he slept, and sure enough, he saw the next morning he saw where his bed was stabbed with a bunch of knife stabbings. Right, and apparently Rashi says that apparently demons, right, the Shadim tried to kill Rava for messing up with the natural order so much. Okay, fascinating. Rav Papa Gazer Tanisa V'lo Asa Mitra. Another story. Rav Papa decided that we needed a fast, and the rain did not come. Chalash Libe, right, became also not Chalash Daide, but Chalash Libe, right, became weaker physically, right, and his heart became weaker. Not that he became more humble, but Chalash Libe, right. So Saraf Pincha. So he ate a spoon of grains of daisa, is like oatmeal or porridge or whatever. And it didn't work. Right? Then he davened again, it didn't work. So Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Ushpazti, he said to him, so Isarif Mar Pincha Achrini achrisi the daisa, right? Al samitra. He said maybe you have, if you have another spoonful, right, then the rain will come. Sorry, meaning he was mocking him, he was making fun of him, right? Because you know, who has breakfast and then goes and daven for rain? He said, get out of here! Why did you eat so much? So ichsif a kolish daite. Now Rav Papa, right, became embarrassed, and now he became humbled, and then v'asam mitra, and then he was zocha to have the rain. Okay, right, a little bit more. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa havekazel beorcha. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was traveling, and asam mitra, and it started raining. So Amar lefan Rabbi Shalom, he said, Hashem kolom kulu benachas v'chanina betzar. Said the whole world is rejoicing, but I'm messed over here. I'm traveling here, and it's pouring on me. So pasuk mitra, sure enough, the rains stopped. When he got home, so then Amar the fun of Rabban Shalom, right? Kol Olam Kulu Batzar VeChanina VeNachas. So he said, well, the opposite is happening now, right? I'm chilling, and everybody else is having a hard time because there's no rain. Everybody needs rain for food. And it's also interesting. Sure enough, the rain stopped. So Amar Rav Yosef says, right? Apparently, this tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, as we're going to say in a second, the Kohen Gadol had a bunch of tefillahs that he would say in the Kodesh Kodashim. One of them was that Hashem should not listen to the tefillah of the travelers. Because people who are traveling, obviously, doubt that it shouldn't rain. If it doesn't rain, obviously, there is a tremendous amount of problems for food and famine and stuff like that. So the Kohen Gadol daven that Hashem should not listen to those tefillos. This is one of the makoros where anybody's ever giving a shmooze about tefillah, about how every single person's tefillah, if it's heartfelt enough, can affect things. Because you can imagine, right? You have one little shlomiel traveling from Haifa to Yerushalayim, right? He's on the road. He's saying, "Please, Akash Baruch Hu, don't send rain, because otherwise I'll get messed over in my travels." Right? He has a really big kavana, right? Akrekach, that we need the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur to counteract that one guy's tefillah, right? Obviously, that's the travelers are the minority, right? Most people are davening very hard for rain. That's again, the Chazal usually point, you know, whenever a Rav needs to make a point about how every tefillah matters, right? Very often they quote this Gemara. So either way, so that's what he said. He said Rav Chanina ben Dosa was a traveler, but apparently he totally canceled out the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. The Tzana, as we learned in the Mishnah, Hayim Ispalo, the tefillah Katzara Beis Achizon, he would daven outside a little bit. My Matzli, what would the Kohen Gadol Gadol Davin? Ravin bar Adav, Ravin bar Avav, Damri Tervayim, Mishmed Rav Yehuda, they said, Yid Ratzal Mofanacha, Hashem Elokeinu, Vashetei Hashana Zu, Geshuma V'Shchuna, may this year be rainy and hot. And the Gemara says, what do you mean, Shchuna Ma'yosahi? It's not good to be hot. Right? Adarava, that's not, the opposite is true, right? Giriusahi, it's bad if it's hot. So Allah, really what he meant to say is, Im Shchuna Tehei Geshuma Utulula. But if it's hot, then let it be rainy and filled with tal. Right, to make sure to that the heat doesn't affect the crops. And this is the point, this is the real point that we wanted to make. And let the tefillah of the people who are traveling not enter, right, not be accepted. Right, so apparently that tefillah, right, was counteracted by Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who was able to overcome it. Again, apparently his tefillah was very powerful. And again, they finished up. The Kohen Gadol would also daven that let the kingship not pass from Yehuda. Let people not need to get parnasa from each other, and not from any other nation. Let them all be able to get their own parnasa with ease. Okay, Shkar Gadol Rabosei. We'll stop here. We'll go weiter in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.